So great to be learning together, Sharei Araz, Tshuva of the week. And this Tshuva, what TABC victorious model Beit Din team. We've won the seventh time in 10 years. We are now I'm recording this as we're returning from Landers College in Queens. Landers College holds the competition, and the debate this year was concerning organ. Payment for organs, paying for kidneys, and I have to argue for and against. And not surprisingly, you have Rabbanim that are for, you have Rabbanim are against. Rav Asher Weiss is against. He holds the body does not belong to you. The body belongs to Hashem, as we say in the Silichot. Hanasham alach v'guf pa'alach. The guf is Hashem's worker. Belongs to Hashem, doesn't belong to us. And therefore, who gives you the right to sell your body? How can you make a kinyan on a body part? It's not. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the basic svara for the side that says that is against payment for body organs. You could add to that, actually, very interesting Mishnah, Masechet Baba Kama in the 8th Perek, which says that you could say to some, if you say to somebody, take my suit and tear it up, and you'll be patur from paying any compensation. That's fine, because you own your suit. But if you say, take my arm and break it, and you ought to pay, you still have to pay. Why? Because your body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You own your suit, but you don't own your body. So that's, in a nutshell, the argument that Rav Asher Weiss says that it's not right. It shouldn't be done. And there are also public policy concerns, Tikkun Olam, Takana Bnei Medina, of wealthy people exploiting poor people being pressured to let the kidneys being taken from them, even though it may adversely hurt their health. And that's basically the argument for the negative side. The argument for the positive side is that the Rabbanim permit donating kidneys. Rav Avadja reflects the consensus that one is allowed to donate kidneys. No obligation to donate kidneys, but you can. It's certainly mutar. And in the words of Rav Avadja, mitzvah rabbah, it's a great mitzvah. So if you have the right to donate a kidney, why can't you charge for the kidney? What's wrong? Why, if it's Hashem's body, but he's giving you certain rights to it? Also, Rav Moshe Feinstein permits, and most rabbanim, most posukim permit, under certain circumstances, cosmetic surgery. And if the body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives you the right to do that? The answer is that Kadosh Baruch Hu owns the body, but at the end of the day, we have the right he has given us certain rights in that body, certain tovat hana'ah, certain discretion that we have over it. To donate organs, to actually, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you could charge for a blood transfusion. The Mishnah in Masechet Nedarim, Perek Tet Mishnah Hey, says you could charge for your blood, your kidney. What's the difference? That's the argument that Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zalman Nechemia Goldberg made, and this can go either way. Now it's interesting. There's a possible peshara, a possible compromise between the two, is that permissible to pay the donor, the person from whom the kidney is being harvested, but not to pay brokers. Because the broker has, once you have a broker involved, then you're already opening up a lot of possibility for abuse. That's very possible, and you definitely could say that's svara. However, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, no, what should be different than any other transaction where a broker is necessary to make the connections, and therefore they deserve to be paid for their making the connections. Again, it all should be within the government supervision, proper good government supervision, where that it shouldn't be abused. and the person who donate, who's going to be harvesting the kidneys, will be in proper physical condition. It should be a strong medical board that will have to approve such donations. So this all has to be supervised well. And if done well, it could be a tremendous kiddush, be atzalat nefashot, be pikuach nefesh, save people's lives. One nephrologist said that he recommends currently go to, you can't do it in America, it's illegal, but go to India. There's been a lot of good results. If it's to save a life, it's to save a life. So that's the svara for that it's okay. So the svara can go either way. Bottom line is, machloka between one hand, Rav Asher Weiss against Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Asher, and Rav Zalman Lechemi Bar Goldberg for. And you can make good arguments in either direction about selling organs, whether it's right or not. You have a similar argument in the secular ethical community, you'll have deal. The Rabbanim argue about it as well. It's a very interesting discussion. Wishing everybody a great week full of brachan, briyut, purim, smichim.